Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Spiegel and Holmes Show Flashback. Flashback. Flashback.
Dave Wannstedt is here. Tony Wise usually comes and visits us once a year. And we're going to add someone else to the mix, too.
Is Darnell all right a unicorn, Tom?
There's no such thing as a unicorn as an offensive lineman. The only unicorn, you've got to have, you know, Anthony Munoz may have been a unicorn. Randall McDaniel might have been a unicorn.
And what other resources do you have?
Unicorns?
Can you breed and sell them? There's got to be a market for unicorns, if I've learned anything from reading Liddy's princess books. Unicorn hair has magical properties. You've got to know your product, Frank.
And Dwight Stevenson. If he's as good as we're saying, a unicorn, then I want to come off and, if I might use the word, murder the guy in front of you, okay?
That second move on the holding call, on the first one, on the down block, he was going to murder that guy.
And then hand the ball to DeAndre Swift. Just because I'd like to have Darnell come off to me and say, Tony, I just murdered this guy. Will you please run it again?
60 minutes will be coming up following football, followed by murder, she wrote.
Mystery guest, say hello.
Coach Wannstedt, Coach Tony, what's up, man?
This is a perfect
We're
phone call right
people.
Here.
I enjoy because
it. Form is something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half past 12. But I don't care.
He don't care.
And I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
And that somewhere is right here. Dave Wannstedt is here. I hear from people all the time that
Cheers, Coach.
This is their favorite segment on our show. And that is all due to you, Coach. People love hearing from you.
No, I tell you, Tanny, that was an unbelievable job putting that together. If I'd have known you were going to do something like that, Tony, text me if you're listening in Pittsburgh.
Does he listen on the app?
Oh, heck yes, he listens.
You set him up with the Odyssey app?
Yes, Coach, he does.
Good. That's good work out of you.
Unless there's a hockey game on tonight, he's probably listening.
Or a movie if he's watching
The
Searchers.
He could be watching Bridge River River Kwai for the 10th time.
It's pretty good, though. Yeah. In his defense, it's pretty good.
Okay. All right, let's go. What do we want to talk about?
Football, Coach.
Look at Lawrence. He's going to fall off his chair. What?
He's on fire.
I just love you, man. I was talking to someone about you yesterday, and they said, you know, I really like that segment. He's like, I didn't know how to feel about Dave Wannstedt, and then I heard him with you guys, and I just love them. So this is what you're out here doing, Coach. You're out here changing people's minds. You're getting them. You're teaching them football. It's beautiful.
I'm all in Pitt. You know, Pitt's on a little bit of a roll. Started a freshman quarterback. Got, you know, beat Florida State. I don't know who they beat last week. Syracuse or somebody. Parkins wouldn't be happy, but yes, they did. Anyway, no, so I'm all in with Pitt. They got a big game this week.
There you go, Coach. Been thinking about you because I need to understand better how Tremaine Edmonds and TJ Edwards are coexisting now, because they're in different spots, right, than the way Eberflus used him. Eberflus last year had Edmonds in the middle and TJ on the weak side. And now it seems that has flipped. What does that mean for TJ and Tremaine in your mind?
Well, the outside linebacker, who's ever playing outside, okay? And for right now, it's Edmonds, right? I mean, for who's ever outside has to have a little bit more coverage skills from the stamp, pass coverage skills, and the guy in the middle has to be more of a run stopper, more of a tackler type of guy inside. So I think they're playing perfectly now because that's kind of what Edmonds is, kind of a dual linebacker type guy. And you know how I feel about TJ. You know, I mean, he's the guy. He's the backbone of that run defense, I think.
It's interesting because it feels like both of those guys could play middle or outside, like depending on, you know, what your scheme is and what you're asking them to do. And then you have the injury to TJ Edwards, so Noah Sewell is spending more time out there, and Tremaine Edmonds is kind of playing the role of TJ. It's been a fun evolution for Edmonds, who I didn't think played particularly well his first couple years, and I feel like now he's starting to like grow into the guy that everyone expected him to be.
Well, and this is an important thing that you're saying, is that when Edwards was out, Edmonds was back in the middle, and now that Edwards is back, he's in the middle and Edmonds is back outside.
Yeah, and I Kenny Norton, who was my guy all the time in Dallas, his son in fact is a defensive assistant for the Bears. Kenny played all three spots. And in the Super Bowl, he played two positions in one game. You know, we moved him from the middle linebacker. Then when we got into the passing situations, I kicked him to the weak side because we wanted to match him up on the back because he could cover, you know. And so, the positions are interchangeable for these linebackers. I mean, once when you get an experienced guy, smart guys like we got, they can do both.
How good are they both playing as you watch them?
Well, I think they're both playing really good. I mean, you know, obviously the run defense got a lot better. I think when TJ Edwards got back, they were able to do some things schematically. That's the biggest change. You say, what's happened? They're doing different things schematically since Gordon got back and Edwards got back. And you know, Edmonds is going to – he's good at the blitz. He's good at everything. Edmonds is kind of a little more versatile linebacker, I would say, where TJ Edwards is he's going to hit you in the mouth every play if he can.
When it comes to dealing with Lamar Jackson, it's the guy who's coming off of a hamstring. I've been trying to figure out like what DA is thinking, because you have a guy that's coming off a hamstring. Maybe he doesn't want to run as much. What do you tell guys about rush lanes? Or you just say, let's attack him and see what happens with him?
No, I think if he plays, you have to assume he's coming. They have to win this game. We are facing a desperate team. And now maybe he won't. Now keep in mind, his quarterback rating when he got hurt was about 130, I think. You know, he was off the charts. So, you know, there's always the threat of him running, and he'll run, maybe not as much. But Jan just texted me and said, raise my mic. I mean, come on.
We got to start crediting about? Jan. Well,
she's awesome.
As an associate producer on this show.
Unbelievable. But anyway.
Jan, he's busy.
I'm thinking she's breaking my train of thought. She's worried about the mic.
Jan, we are very thankful that you were always paying attention.
Please. So my point is that because those guys came back, it gave Dennis Allen more opportunities to do things to help the run.
Uh-huh.
And
But with Lamar,
yes.
To get back to Lamar, like how do you defend him?
Well, you do contain them. I mean, you know, they will study it. I don't have the stats in front of me. Which way, you know, now Lamar is one of those quarterbacks that will step up in the pocket and run just as fast, almost faster than he will on the edge. Most of these guys, when they get flushed, like Caleb, most of the time if Caleb's going to, he's going to try to get out on the edge. That's what majority of these quarterbacks do. Baker Mayfield, all the guys that have athletic ability. Where Lamar, you know, he'll step up between the guard and tackle and go. So he's – He's the best in the business at doing that. How bad the injury is, I don't know. I just can't imagine them. If he got anything left, we're going to get it. You know, that's for sure. Derrick Henry's the guy that nobody's talking about. You know,
he's one of the best running backs in the history of the league.
Coach, you know, I mean, that's the guy you better get ready for. I mean, because he's
he had a .122 in their last game. The four games
nobody talked about it.
The four games before that, he combined for 148. They were getting away from what they were doing. Mm-hmm. Some of that with Lamar, some of that with Cooper Rush. That they're going to lean like on him like crazy, aren't they?
This defense is going to come down to our offense. I think our defense is going to play good against these guys. I don't see this being a high scoring game at all. I think their defense is going to rally the troops, Baltimore's defense. But how good they are and who's, you know, I know they get two or three starters back on defense. So I don't know. I mean, I think it's going to be come down to our offense is going to have to score enough points, to be quite honest with you.
Hey, Coach, so look, on Lamar, you're saying if Lamar plays as a defensive coordinator, you're assuming that you're getting the full tilt boogie, full-on Lamar.
I'm giving him respect for that, absolutely.
So do you spy? Do you spy?
I don't know.
Well, how do you feel about that?
You know
that?
What? I used to tell my defensive coordinators, they talk like you, Spigs. They come in and say, Coach, we got Lamar. Can we spy him? I said, that spying stuff sounds real good at a coach's clinic. You know, when you draw it up on the board. I can drop the best spy package right here, going back to when I was spying Randall Cunningham at the Philadelphia Eagles.
But then you got to catch him.
I mean, Coach, I mean.
All right, so you don't like that. So tell me, why am I an idiot then?
No, there's a place for dropping somebody out. Yeah, certain situations, there is a place for a spy. And you can do it a lot of different ways. I've done it with a defensive tackle dropping out. I mean, as crazy as this sounds, I mean, I've done it at the Bears with Chris Zorich. Had him drop off because he was athletic enough. You know, he could run. And do it with him and go to – I've done it with linebackers. I've done it with safeties. Drop a safety down in there. So you can do it a lot of different ways.
Just to be clear, situationally
– It sounds good.
If there's a Hail Mary, you probably don't want your linebacker to spy on the quarterback if there's a Hail Mary, right?
Back to that again.
I'm just saying.
I thought we turned the page.
I'm just saying. That man had a spy on Jaden Daniels for a Hail Mary.
Yeah, it wasn't
Spigs,
great.
If you were my defense coordinator, this meeting would not be lasting very long, okay? I'd be on to talking about how the hell are we going to stop the running back. Don't worry about the spy.
Okay. How did the Bears stop Derrick Henry?
You know what I'd say?
What?
And I've done this. Talk to me about the spy Sunday morning. I'll give you an answer on the spy Sunday morning on the bus to the game.
That's how important it is.
The answer is no.
Yeah, so Lawrence is asking, so how do you stop Derrick Henry? What do you do?
Well, I think you do what they've been doing. They've been attacking Don Hill. We got some great run blitzes. We're canceling all the gaps inside. You force Derrick Henry to run outside. Make him bounce it outside. Don't let him run straight downhill. That's the key to Henry, in my opinion. And you got to tackle him up high. I'm sorry, you got to tackle him down low. You got to take those big guys, you got to take his legs out from under him. You try tackling him up high, he'll run over you. You let him run downhill on you, he'll run over you. You got to kick everything, wreck everything. You know, depending on their plays, try to wreck it all and kick it to the boundary. Make him run sideways, and you run him down.
To go back to the Lamar thing, I wonder if they'll run as much read stuff with him and Henry because of the hamstring.
Yeah,
that's interesting to me, inside the game.
I think they have to early to make the Bears defend it. I think the Bears are sitting there saying maybe Lamar's not going to scramble. Maybe they're not going to run some of this quarterback RPO read stuff with the back. If I'm Baltimore, I think you have to do that.
Show some of it just so they have it in the back of their mind.
So now Dennis Allen, who is prepared for it, he's talking to guys, okay, who's got the quarterback, who's got the – you know, he's got to go through his progression as far as teaching. That's what I would anticipate.
What does downhill mean?
Straight ahead, Coach. Straight ahead.
Just right at it.
Right at it. You know, and I'm going to show up a play later of a downhill run. The blocking is different. When you run gap blocking, which is downhill, Tony Wise was talking about it, you are blocking down, you are kicking out, you are double teaming. When you are a zone blocker, You are everybody's stepping to the right. Everybody's putting their head in the same spot. Hmm. Everybody's stepping with the same foot. And then the back stretches it, and then he finds the seam and cuts it back wherever, whoever gets reached, whoever gets blocked. That's what the we're mostly a zone team because DeAndre Swift runs that so good. He's got the speed to get to the edge, and if you want to let him get to the edge, he'll circle you. But if you do set the edge, okay, now he's got the ability to cut back and find the crease. When we got down on the goal line, the play I'm going to drop later, we ran with Kyle Manungay, okay, and it was a downhill running play where we blocked down, we kicked out with the tight end, we pulled the center around for the linebacker. That's a downhill running play.
That gets you going. You love that, don't you?
Coach, I did. I'm sorry.
I mean, Matt Forte was on with us on Monday, and he loves that too.
Did he really?
He also talked to us about how he hates running out of shotgun. He hates it. He thinks it's bad for running backs.
Coach, you're talking to the choir here.
He went into a whole thing on how idea.
Troy Aikman would not, if we said gun, it had to be third and long, or he basically wouldn't do it.
Hmm. Well, yeah, and
because where are you putting the running back when you're getting the gun?
Yeah.
Where are you putting him beside you? Now, I'm going to show you the play. What we did, we're running a pistol. And I'll explain a pistol set.
Yeah, but the pistol is the quarterback and shotgun and the running back behind him.
Exactly. So why are they doing that? It's all for the running back because now you give the running back an opportunity to go right, left, whatever. When the guy's in an offset back, boy, that's tough on those running backs to make a cut.
All right, so Alex has entered the chat. He is here. He has got the board set up for everything.
I'm going to go and take care of the microphone, make sure it's not too low for Jan Wanstead.
No, okay. Don't Spigs, please.
I got you, Coach.
All right, so we have it set up here, okay, yeah, and we're looking at a base 4-3 defense.
Well, yes. Okay, you can call it that. Sure. That's what it is. Now, keep in mind, this is the pistol set here. I don't know if I spelt that right or not. But that's what Tanner told me.
You did.
Okay, that's good. This is what Spiggs was terming the pistol set. Okay. He's behind the center. If it was just a regular shotgun, it would be something like this.
He'd be offset to the left or right of the quarterback. In the pistol set, the tailback is right behind the quarterback, but the quarterback is not taking the snap directly from center.
Yeah, the quarterback's getting a snap. And now what does this have you do? Now the back can go this way, and also I made the reference to Emmitt Smith. The reason he loved it, he wanted to be in the pistol formation. It was the eye because he wanted to be able to cut it back or keep it front side. When you're offset, you offset that running back. Now that is tough as hell to make a cut. You know what I mean?
Well, and then that's one of the things Matt was talking about. How like if you're offset left,
yeah, the first step is sideways,
and then you're not coming downhill.
And I'm with Matt Forte. Him, he'd have been great for me. I'd have given him the ball 35 times a game.
you gave everybody the ball.
Coach, he'd have hated me by the end of the season, but he would have rushed. He would might have led the league in rushing. Okay, he probably would have. Anyway. This is the plate the Bears run. So they got our man Kyle in there. Okay, you see everybody here, two tight ends, okay, two receivers in the set. And what happens is the tackle blocks down and pins him. We pin him. We cut him. Our tight end, here comes Colson. He goes in motion. Hmm. Now, the interesting thing about this play is Komet comes off and bangs this tight end who attacks him, and then he turns outside for the corner. While this linebacker is occupied with him, guess what Colson does? He finishes him off. So now the linebacker's got his hands on Komet, and he kicks him out. He seals that off right there. We got this sealed, and now we pull the center. The center comes all the way around and seals the linebacker. Our receiver goes in and gets the safety, and we're on our way. He basically walks in the end zone for a touchdown. That is downhill running. And I love this blocking scheme. Maybe I've missed it. Maybe they've been doing this all year, but this is something Olin Krutz could have done. Tony Wise, I got to talk to him about that, by the way. Well, we didn't do more of that, but really.
Take an athletic center, and he can make it all the way around.
Kelsey used to do this all the time with the Eagles. This was, pull them. One direction, sweeps, whatever it was.
And you have to be crazy athletic as a center to be able to do this.
Yes, exactly. Yes, not crazy, but you got to be an athlete like Olin. Absolutely.
So when you see Ben Johnson, and that was great job on the board there, Coach.
Thanks, Alex.
And Alex.
Nice job, Alex.
I mean, just a terrific.
There we go, buddy.
A texter does say, Alex, next time, straighten the damn board.
Alex, I think you're doing a great job.
I think you did great. I think you did great as well. Coach, so when you see that the Bears can do that, after the stuff that they were doing the first couple of weeks, and now they've kind of made some adjustments, like Ben's got a lot of different tools in the toolbox, doesn't he?
And Ben's doing a great job. Let's give Ben Johnson credit for this, guys. He is looking now. I mean, let's face it. It's only seven weeks into the season. He's looking. He's just starting to figure out, what does DeAndre Swift do best, and how can I put him in position to be most successful? He's figuring out the offensive linemen, the tight ends. So he's just, you don't get anything done live in mini camps and OTAs and all that crap. You know what I mean? And they don't hit in training camp. So now he's seeing full speed action. What can my guys do best? And I give Ben a lot of credit. He's figured it out. He really is.
Theo Benedict had a rough game last week. In the run game, he's still pretty strong. In the pass game last week, it was rough for him. He still looks a little raw to me.
He is.
So how can a player who's clearly got the want to and has got the physicality to play that position improve their technique? And can it even be done inside of a season?
It's very difficult to get done at that position. Because you only have the only way to get it done is to do it in full pads. Offensive linemen can't do anything in shorts. They really can't. I mean, do your foot drills, but he's been doing that all of his life. But as far as actually blocking people, you only get the NFL used to be 11. I don't know how many days it is now.
I think it's 14.
14. You only get so many days when the season starts that you can put full pads on and have contact. Okay. I am in full-ass pads. I was always in full-ass pads. Exactly right.
Yeah, it's 14 total with an 11-3 split. 11 padded practices the first 11 weeks and 3 padded practices the last 6 weeks.
Okay, there. So, that's what you got, where you could actually line somebody up and do a full-speed pass rush drill. So it's very difficult, Lawrence, physically to get that much better with that position, unfortunately, during the course of the season.
We got to talk about what Coach would do with this banged up Bears secondary when we come back.
And get his picks. All of that is next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Dave Wannstedt.
And I'm always available unless I'm doing something.
With Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
We got to get Dave Wannstedt a reality show.
I think so. I mean, as long as he'd be willing to wear full-ass pads.
Coach.
That's full-ass pads, not full-ass pads.
I am in full-ass pads.
You can only do it 14 times a season, though.
Yeah. So that won't work. No, that's not working for me.
You're the best, Coach.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
yeah, you are. I mean, yeah, it's like there's a lot going on today. We're getting some information during the break from Coach Wannstedt, and I'd love to talk about gambling and pro sports with you sometime. Wonder if the gamblers ever got close to a locker room that you were ever near. You know, if it ever infiltrated the way it seems to have infiltrated the NBA today.
Boy, no, I know that was crazy stuff. No, I don't know. Okay, let's talk about full-ass pads. I'm more comfortable talking about that.
By the way,
I'm just sipping.
Yeah, have a sip of bourbon, Coach.
Hey, yes.
Hey, any of our listeners out there that are like alcohol supporters or anything, send us a bottle of bourbon, and I'll show you a little promo on there. You know.
Oh, look at that, guys! So you heard it. If you work in the bourbon business,
send us one.
Coach would like you to send him a bottle of bourbon, care of the Score.
Let me just clean that up real quick.
That's against policy.
It's Lawrence's job.
If you would like to be an advertiser of Dave Wannstedt's segment.
Very good move.
And
nice.
We would love for you to be a sponsor of our segment. And as part of your sponsorship of the segment, we would love to have Coach have the drink here for you live on the air. We'll even put the bottle up.
Lawrence, where do you teach school at?
DePaul University.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, I want the pit. So thank you for cleaning that up.
But I mean, I know that there are some Wannstedts that have been to DePaul too.
Oh, God, that's right. My daughter, I had to pay for a second degree. She graduates in business from Indiana. I'll tell you, gets a job working in business here.
Yeah.
She didn't like it, calling her mother crying after 2 weeks, and she wants to be a school teacher.
Well, how's she doing, though?
She's doing great.
Okay, so it was worth it, Coach.
She a big Kurt Cignetti fan?
Oh, yeah. My grandson was at the game last week, man. And my son-in-law, absolutely.
Indiana's a real team.
They're a real team.
Yeah.
Real team. I'm all over them and all my Big Ten stuff.
There you are. Hey, Coach, what do you do if Tyreek Stevenson can't play this weekend, which is what it looks like? Is Kyler Gordon, is he more useful outside for this defense of Dennis Allen right now? Or more useful inside with the nickel? And maybe the thought process is Josh Blackwell good enough at the nickel that you'd rather have Kyler outside? You know what I mean? You got a lot of things to consider.
Yeah, I think that you just hit it on the head. I think that they got to put – I like Blackwell. I think he would be more than adequate, a good player. I liked him a lot at the nickel. And he's got experience of it because he's been in there when Gordon's been out.
Yep.
And you know, I mean, they got Flowers. They got a few receivers that can really beat you on the outside.
Yeah, Zay Flowers did practice today.
Yeah, he'll play. So I would probably think that outside, just guessing. I don't know anything, but I would just say outside probably because I got confidence in Blackwell because he did it for what, 3, 4, 5 weeks, whatever it was.
Yeah, a lot last year and
last
the year before.
Yeah, so he could do it.
Coach, we've been talking a lot about how Caleb played on Sunday because the team wins, and that's the most important thing. Bears are 4-2. They've won 4 in a row. Caleb wasn't great last week, and he was actually talking this week about having some issues and trying to figure out, like, trying to get better at throwing on the run and some of the decisions that he's making when the pocket collapses. How do you view it?
Well, yeah, you know, every quarterback's going to have a not his best day. I wouldn't overreact on it. I mean, I would tell Caleb, don't overthink this thing. You know, really. I mean, you can throw on the run. You've made some fabulous throws on the run. That's not an issue. Who you throw to and throwing to the right color jersey is important. But, you know, I don't know what Ben's asking him, I mean, to do. But the better we run the ball, the more friendly the quarterback position should be for him. You know, truly. I mean, that look. I keep referencing Detroit because that's kind of the mere offense of the Bears because of Ben. I did a little article today on the Sun with the Sun Times guy, and he was asking me about the red zone, and I said because I could tell Ben. I mean, I know coaches, and Ben was as happy as he was at that press conference afterwards. There was some frustration there. You know, 2 for 6 in the red zone.
4 for 13 the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, and you know, 25% third down. So there was some frustration there. So the guy was talking to me about red zone offense, and I said, we got all the plays. You know, I've studied this going back to Joe Montana. Our listeners probably don't even know who he is. But Joe Montana, Steve Young days, John Elway, some of the best quarterbacks that ever played the game. And I would study, because I was defending all these guys, I would study them. What are they doing in the red zone to score touchdowns? And it was two things. They were running the football. They were capable of running the football downhill, okay, and not running sideways where there are so many guys that can run you down. And the second thing, they had a quarterback that could make throws on the move. That, you know, Montana did that. Steve Young did that. John Elway did that. I mean, and why is that better than a guy that stands in the pocket? In my opinion, this is just my opinion from watching this stuff for a lot of years and studying it close, is, you know, when you get down in the red zone, everything gets condensed. And guys are, you know, there's only so much room for a quarterback to throw the ball. I mean, those windows, we call them openings, to throw the football are so tight down in the red zone. And you got to be on time, and you got to be – everything has to be perfect. But when – think about it now. When you move the pocket, the receivers know that you're going to move. It's a called move, a bootleg, a sprint out, whatever you want to call. And so the receivers are moving. Well, to cover these guys now – the defense, whatever it is, 2 deep, 3 deep, 4 deep, quarter, whatever it is, man, you got to slide with the receivers and adjust your defense accordingly. That's not easy to do because if one guy, if three of the guys adjust to the receivers moving and one guy stays back where he was originally at, there's a window in there. So the quarterbacks have an opportunity to make throws. So the two.
So like the gap principles still apply. Like,
oh,
even.
Oh, yeah. I like running. And this is just me. I like running downhill and. Or just running the ball. Let's just say running the ball. I like running the ball and moving the quarterback, whether it's the bootlegs and throwing to the tight ends or moving the quarterback and throwing to the back or whatever it is. Moving the quarterback to give him a. To break down some of the coverage. And this is just all me, personal stuff from doing it. You know, but the good news is for Bears fans, Ben's got all this in his back pocket. He's done it all. So now it's just a matter of what works best against this defense and pulling it out of the hat and putting it in.
You ever have a quarterback who sometimes would hold on to the ball and scramble as opposed to run it too much? And what do you do? How do you get a message across? Or what do you do with
that?
Well,
I will tell you this. We had 3 times as many sacks with Vinny Testaverde at the university. And the only reason I bring this up, I'm going back some days.
Yeah.
But because it was such a big deal to us. He was sacked 3 times as much. He won the Heisman and was the first pick of the draft, okay, for our listeners that don't know who Vinny Testaverde is. So we went undefeated that year and then lost the national championship because he threw 5 picks. But that's another story.
Because
that's
he was colorblind.
That's for another. Oh, please, Lawrence. You sound like a Florida State fan.
Was that when he was on the motorcycle, coach? Was that that
okay,
year?
Yeah. Okay, Tanny, enough. Okay, enough. Well, geez, you guys are killing me. You're killing me here.
Three times more sacks than who? Steve Young? I mean,
Steve Walsh.
Steve Walsh, that's what I meant.
Steve Walsh, who was his backup, who got the ball out quick and knew where to go with the ball before he went to the line of scrimmage. See this ring right here I'm wearing?
Yeah.
Steve Walsh, national championship, undefeated the next year. Okay, beat everybody. And Steve Walsh was sacked one-third of the times. And Steve Walsh couldn't run any faster than I could.
Hey, man, that's it, though. Get the ball out quick. That's the idea of this offense sometimes. You don't get sacked as much.
Did you ever hear Tom Brady talk? He says, 80% of the time I knew where I was going the ball. I was going with the football before the ball was snapped.
Did you watch Flacco last week? Because that's what he did. No. Every throw was, I want to say, under 2.3 seconds with Flacco last week.
That's experience. Caleb will get that. You know, he's got plenty of ability.
Hope so.
It will. It'll come. But that's – I give you that Testaverde thing because – you asked me the question about sacked, and that used to drive Tony Wise crazy.
Yeah, and you're still pissed off about the five picks.
Coach, you kidding me? Penn State had 127 yards total offense. Wait, we had a running back who was a first-round pick, Alonzo Highsmith.
Oh, that's great.
Okay, who rushed for about 190 himself. So he had more yards rushing, I think, than Penn State had about 120. Wait. Mm-hmm. And we lost 10-7. And I think we got three turnovers, and Coach, one of the worst losses I've ever been in.
I'm sorry, Coach.
Our defense. That's when it was Jerome Brown. Remember what we walked out of the Fiesta Bowl party?
I was trying to remember the Penn State linebacker's name. Was it Pete Giftopoulos?
He was the one of them.
The Greek kid.
Him and Shane Conlon.
Yeah.
Him and Shane Conlon.
Yeah. So tough memories, Coach.
Alonzo working for the Patriots now.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was. Alonzo was the best. He could have played. He could have played defensive line. He was a beast.
Coach, you got some picks for us?
I do.
Let's
do it.
If you want them.
Can I talk football here for a minute?
It's time for the Four Winds Forecast with Dave Wonstead.
Put your mouthpiece in because here we go.
Presented by Four Winds Casino in New Buffalo and South Bend.
All right, here we go. The first one, it kind of hurts me saying this, but I'm going to do it. I'm taking Denver over the Cowboys. I like the Broncos at home. I'm even though they're going on the road, I think Tampa bounces back. I really do. I think Tampa's got a heck of a team. They're playing the Saints, by the way. I'm taking the Bills. If I had to pick a lock, this would be my lock. They're playing the Panthers. It may be Andy Dalton, who's a good player, but I like the Bills to beat the Panthers. And my last pick, I'm holding out hope, the Bengals. The Bengals and Steve, hopefully Joe Burrow, he gets back before the end of the year. I don't know. I just have feelings for them. I like the Bengals to win.
That was the Four Winds Forecast every week with Dave Wonstead. Experience the excitement at Four Winds Casino, New Buffalo, and South Bend. With award-winning cuisine, the latest slots, a variety of table games, and luxurious hotels. Four Winds Casino, your entertainment escape.
And Coach comes bearing gifts if you're caller 6 right now to 312-540-0670. You will win a $200 or have a chance to win a $200 gift certificate to Four Winds Casino in New Buffalo. So 312-540-0670.
Coach, I was watching that game with my high school buddies when Vinny had the five picks. You outgained them 445 yards to 162. That was 22 first downs to 8.
And Coach, and 8 first downs, and one of them was by penalty. Check that out. Coach, 8 first downs. That's when Jerome Brown, we walked out of the Fiesta Bowl thing. Remember when we did that? And they wore the army fatigues.
Yep, they wore the fatigues.
And Jimmy was playing golf with Bob Hope, and I was in charge of getting them on the buses in Miami. And they show up with army fatigues. I know I'm going over your commercial time, but I'm going to finish this. And they show up, and I call Jimmy. I says, I'll be right back. Put the guys on the buses, lock the doors. That was convicts and Catholics, Coach, okay?
Yeah, it was.
And I said, lock the – and I called Jimmy and get a hold of him on the golf course. He's with Bob Hope having a hell of a time. And I said, Jimmy, he says, what's going on? I said, what's going on? We got a problem. He says, no problem. Just park around the back of the hotel, bring them in the back door, and I'll meet you in the ballroom. So we bring them all in. They're all sitting in the ballroom. I said, Coach will be here in a minute. We got a meeting in 2 minutes. and they're sitting there in their army fatigues. Jimmy walks in with Bob Hope, and both of their, they got grins on their faces, Coach. They've had them some vodkas and water, whatever it was, you know, and playing golf. And, Coach, it was wild. It was wild.
Bob Hope, write a book. Bob Hope addressing the team that point?
Coach, it was wild, okay? Unbelievable. That's all I'm going to say. This could go on for hours, but I'm out of time. I got to go. All right. I got a half a cigar to smoke on the way home. See you.
Thanks, Coach. We didn't mean to bother you. That's Dave Wonstead. He joins us every Thursday, and it's always a treat.
It's his world.
You're always.
We're just living in it, man.
He has lived a very charmed life. Since we gave you something, let's give you something else. If you're caller six right now to 312-540-0670, we will hook you up with a pair of tickets to see John Mulaney's Mr. Whatever show at Wrigley Field on Saturday, July 11th. All right? So be caller six right now to 312-540-0670. Back after this on The Score. You know
what's happening? Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.